Hey, I'm Godwin Idiavo, and welcome to another episode of GI Nutrition. On this episode, we'll be talking about how we Africans are unbothered by the way we wear our masks, by our social distancing, supposed social distancing skills, and I'll also be talking about healthy, long foods. So what is our actual problem in this country, okay? This episode, I'm not even going to... I'm trying not to speak so much as to retain time. I want this episode to be the shortest episode, but the most impactful. What is our problem? Speaking from cases I've gotten from my friend I interviewed the other time, from Kenya, and the cases I have seen in Nigeria, most of us don't like wearing a mask, or it's like we do not know how to wear the mask. So I'm here to explain today. Be it the face mask or a medical mask, make sure, hope you're listening, make sure your mask is always touching the bridge of your nose, that tip of your nose, and just slightly covering the chin, under your chin. That's how to properly wear your face mask. You don't touch your face mask. You hold it by the handles while you wear it, letting your nose clip it, and drawing with your hands to cover under your chin. I see a lot of people, and this is why I explained this. I see a lot of people around with their masks just slightly under their nose, just slightly under their mouth. Like, I guess they're just covering only their mouth because their chin is open. And a mask that is that folded will give way for any droplets, any particles to easily enter. What am I even saying? The nose is fully open, so any particle can easily enter with open access. And the key thing about our social distancing, yeah, is that we feel since we have worn our masks, yeah, we wear masks now. Ah, we are totally protected now. Lies. Our masks, the cloth masks, is only as strong as how it is prepared. Most cloth masks is just one lining. Some are double lining. So depending on how padded it is prepared, that is the protection it gives. For just the single line nose mask, it only protects you 10% from the coronavirus, from inhaling any particle droplets from someone's mouth or anything. Double padded protects you like 20% or so. And there's this cloth that is now double padded with a cushion, padding in it. Sorry, it's double lining with a padding in it. That protects you like up to 50. So that's the highest kind of cloth face mask. And it's nice, but we should still maintain social distancing. I don't know if it's hard for us in Africa, or I don't know, we get too comfortable. We are not yet at the point that we should be comfortable, because just contacting this disease, I know no one is safe out there. No one can be particularly that curious, or how do I say, that protective. You cannot fully know how you protect yourself. But we can at least do to the best, our minimum best, at least. We could wear our face mask right. We could be distant. We don't need someone all up in our face. We socially distance. And we could wash our hands. I barely see people wash their hands today. We just carry our sanitizers. Okay, fine, sanitizer and work. But also, you should wash your hands. Because most of the times we deceive ourselves with sanitizers. We don't even apply it well. Just this thing at the movies now, what they do, they squirt you with some liquid, and most people just put only one hand and forget the other hand. So if I'm going out, I usually am fully geared. People look at me oddly because I'm always with my bottle of water, I'm always with my sanitizer, and I'm always with my mask. Really important. Your mask will not protect you fully from the whole thing. So please, I don't know who will be listening to this. Tell your brother's brother. Tell your brother's friend. Tell your friend's brother. Tell your friend's brother's friend. Let this word spread that you cannot be protected. You cannot be protected by just covering your face with masks and not maintaining the social distancing or not maintaining or not going through with the precautionary measures. Thank you. I know. I have to make this a nutrition-related topic somehow. But hope you did understand what I said. Wearing a face mask is not full protection. But at least you should wear it properly. Always avoid crowded places. Be socially distant. Always wash your hands. And sanitize your hands. We can never be too careful, but we shouldn't be carefree and careless about our health. So for the foods that do help the health of our lungs, firstly is water. Yeah, some people are like, you have talked about this water so much. But we barely know what water does in our body. Water's an amazing thing. It's essential for our lungs. It keeps our lungs healthy and so they don't become dry each day. Because a dry lungs means you're prone to irritation and inflammation and all sort of things. A day, you should at least take 8 glasses of water for a healthy functioning lungs. I think just for the lungs, 8. So imagine the rest part of the body. So now, what food is best for the lungs? Don't quote me. These foods give the lungs the nutrients it needs. It won't cure your virus if you have it. Well, first is beetroots, beet grains, the grains atop the beetroots. Beetroot's my actual favorite because it's packed with a lot of vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin C, and each supplement has shown to improve the physical performance and of the lungs generally. And peppers, bell peppers, habanero, What's the other one? There are lots of them, but I shouldn't start listening. All purpose, you could take any. They're important for the lungs. They're important for every part of the body because they contain vitamin C. They will boost your immunity. And it's good. It's also good for those who smoke. But they gain a lot of vitamin C in their body. And so it could help their lungs. And then apples. And pumpkin. Any kind of pumpkin. Arugu leaves in Nigeria. They are foreign pumpkin, just the general types of pumpkin and pumpkin leaves. Turmeric, I love turmeric so much. I can never understate turmeric. Tomatoes, freshly bought tomatoes, not canned. Blueberries, green tea, cabbage, olive oil, oysters, seafoods, yogurt, Greek yogurt. I love Greek yogurt. That's my best. And coffee, anchovies, lentils. It's taking your normal foods. The normal foods we know as healthy are whole grain foods. Good fat foods, avocado and nuts, fatty fish, low fat proteins, vegetables and fruits are high in minerals and vitamins. You should also take them. Basically, foods you should not eat. I've mentioned the ones you should eat, so you should obviously know that the what you shouldn't eat is high alcohol foods, high in alcohol. Or drinking alcohol, basically. Eating high fructose food, so high processed, highly processed foods, high foods with high sugar. Taking carbonated drinks and all, yeah. Those generally are bad for our health. So hope I've been able to impact you. Do wear your mask. Do remain socially distant. And wash your hands. And I hope we all make it out of this pandemic very soon. Avoid crowded spaces also. Thanks for listening.